Tom and Noel Crow joining us here on The Morning Blend once again, providing us our weekly American Catholic history lesson. And during the month of May, being set aside for our Blessed Mother Mary, today another story of Our Lady. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
So what are we talking about today?
So today we are talking about the oldest shrine to Our Lady in North America. Now, the shrine does not house the oldest statue of Our Lady. That's actually out in Santa Fe. That's that's La Conquistadora, which is in the Basilica, Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis in Santa Fe. But this is the oldest shrine. This is in St. Augustine, Florida. So St. Augustine is the oldest continuously settled city in America. It was settled in 1565 by the Spanish. And 22 years after they established St. Augustine, so in 1587, the people there established the shrine of Our Lady of La Leche. Now, La Leche is Spanish for the milk. So seems kind of weird. You know, we usually think of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Our Lady of Good Counsel, Our Lady of Help of Christians, Our Lady of Good Help, like we talked about last week, Our Lady of Champion. This is Our Lady. This is Our Lady of the Milk and Good Delivery. So this is a devotion to Our Lady, very much in her motherliness, if you know what I mean.
As a breastfeeder, basically.
Yeah, it's a statue because she's holding Christ, but you can't see his face because he's nursing. Her breast is partially exposed in the statue, in the image. So it's something that's very strange to our, you know, waspish American sensibilities. This comes from Spain. And actually, it comes from Spain, but it originally comes from the walls of the catacombs. This depicting Mary nursing Jesus is one of the earliest depictions of Mary and Jesus from the earliest days of Christianity. So this was a devotion that was a favorite of King Philip II of Spain, who was king during the time of the settlement of St. Augustine. And he had a shrine of this built in Madrid, his capital city. So then when the Franciscans and whatever came over, the Spaniards came over and established St. Augustine. They wanted to, you know, do the King Philip thing. So they established a shrine to Our Lady of La Leche. So they built the shrine was established in 1587. They built a chapel in 1609. And that little chapel stood for a long time right there in the old historic portion of St. Augustine until 1728, when some Protestant British raiders destroyed it. It's actually, I could talk for a long time about the interesting intertwining between the Catholics in Quebec and the Catholics in Spain versus the British in between, and how it's amazing that Catholics still had such a role to play in the American Revolution.
And the Catholics in Maryland.
So the British raiders destroyed this shrine in 1728.
So we went to the reenactment in Concord of the
250th
anniversary. 250th
anniversary,
you know, kicking those redcoats out.
It was fun. But anyway.
Right. Which they deserved
That's right. So another shrine was built in 1875, but the current chapel was built in 1914. Now, this is a major site of pilgrimage, especially for families who face infertility or problems with pregnancy or, you know, birth defects, problematic pregnancies, difficulties conceiving, major site of pilgrimage, and lots of miracles have been attributed to the intercession of this, of Our Lady of La Leche. Infertility overcome, pregnancy issues that went away, et cetera, fetal abnormalities that disappear. Lots of miracles have been attributed to this. It's actually interesting also because, in 2019, the U.S. bishops declared this shrine to be a national shrine. And then in 2021, Pope Francis granted a canonical coronation, which only the Pope can do. And it's only done for very special images of Our Lady, Our Lord, and Saint Joseph. He granted a canonical coronation to this image. And it was done by the Cardinal Archbishop of Madrid. Now, the reason he came over to do it was because the shrine established by Philip II in Madrid was actually destroyed during the Spanish Civil War in the 1930s. So this shrine down there in St. Augustine is actually the oldest and most significant shrine for this devotion in the world. It's the oldest shrine to Our Lady here in the States. So it's still a site of pilgrimage. It's a lovely little shrine down there. And yeah, people should go.
Yeah. I mean, to say, I actually first, not through the shrine, but first encountered the devotion to Our Lady of La Leche because some very good friends of mine went on their honeymoon in Central America, and they brought back a beautiful picture of Our Lady of La Leche, which they have on their walls in their living room. That's where they got that. Yes. And I'd never seen it before. And it actually, yeah, speaking as an American, it was a little like, whoa, okay, Our Lady there nursing, right? And their story, they actually, they took them 4 years to get pregnant. And then they had an 8-year stretch in between where they had a number of miscarriages, were not able to get pregnant, actually adopted in the middle of that 8-year stretch. But kept their devotion. And then after that 8 years, they went boom, 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 3 more children.
Wow.
So I don't know. There you go. But
yeah,
that was my introduction, but it's a really interesting and nice devotion.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And if people want to learn more about what you guys do and listen to more of these wonderful stories, where can they find you?
You can find us at AmericanCatholicHistory.org.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll catch up with you next week.